KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's take a look at sports here this morning in high school football news. Class A District 10 announced its all-district football teams, and among some of those who made the first-team squad, Drew Doyle of IKM Manning, also Logan Magnolia's Carter Edney, Joe Hedger, Rex Johnson, Jordan Kerger, Gavin McGuire, and Trey Melby, all were first-team selections. Kyler Rasmussen of IKM Manning, also a first-team pick. Also, second-team selections from the region include Nico Adam from Logan Magnolia, Clayton Dickman of Logan Magnolia, Jacob Fetter and Cole Leonard of Logan Magnolia, along with their teammates Calvin Wallace and Brody West. IKM Manning's Luke Ramsey and Brody Swearingen also were second-team selections. The top specialist was Drew Doyle of IKM Manning, the top offensive player Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia, defensive player of the year Trey Melby of Logan Magnolia, the lineman of the year was Rex Johnson of Loma, and the most valuable player Trey Melby of Logan Magnolia. Matt Strait was one of the head coaches of the year, and one of the assistant coaches of the year, Jeff Cool of Logan Magnolia as well. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has issued a public health emergency proclamation that will limit the number of spectators at high school and youth sporting events starting at midnight. No more than two people per athlete will be allowed to attend basketball games, wrestling matches, and other sporting events.
With youth activities and high school sports, we want those kids to still have the opportunity to participate because we think that it's good for them. But, you know, those are pretty tight quarters when parents and grandparents and family members come. And so, therefore, we're going to allow them to go ahead and participate in sports, but we're going to limit the spectators to two, and you still need to social distance.
The two-ticket-per-athlete rule will not apply to this weekend's Iowa High School Football Championships inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls. A spokesman for the governor says masks are already required for the crowd at that venue. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz is concerned about Minnesota's explosive offense as the Hawkeyes prepare to visit the Gophers. Minnesota is averaging 36 points and displayed balance in a 1-2 start to the season.
They're capable of scoring 50 points pretty much on anybody. We saw them do that last year, and most of the players are here from last year, and they've been clipping right along offensively this year as well. So, and they've got big play, explosive, capability on any play.
Farron says P.J. Fleck has built an established program.
They know who they are. They've got an identity in all three phases, a very clear identity, in my opinion. And, I really respect that. And then most importantly, their players buy into that identity, and they play hard, and they play hard within the systems.
Well, this will be the first of two Friday games this season for the Hawkeyes. Ferentz expects more games will be played on Friday nights in the coming years.
My biggest reservation or objection to Friday nights is just interfering with high school football. I think that's the paramount issue. It's an adjustment we can make, but when you start influencing high school football, I think, in a normal year, that's probably not what we're looking to do all the time.
The Iowa Athletic Department reported 30 positive COVID-19 cases in the past week. Ferentz says football had a minimal impact on that number.
They really have to kind of live like hermits. They're online with their classes, and I don't know how they feel, but I know how I feel. The safest part of my day is being in this building because we're testing daily, so at least if something is an issue, then we get it detected, and at least you feel like, you're in a place where it's pretty safe. So I'm guessing they're probably living like a lot of us. We come from home to here and then go home. And that's kind of what we do. And I think that's my sense of our players right now, too.
Well, Iowa's looking for its second victory in a row Friday night when they visit Minnesota. The Floyd of Rosedale trophy goes to the winner, Hawkeye senior linebacker Nick Neiman.
All the trophy games, obviously, there's a little something extra there. But you don't want to think about it that way and get caught up in all that stuff. We're trying to go out there and win games week by week. Stack wins, that's the most important thing. Minnesota is obviously a Big Ten West team, we're going to go out and compete and try to win, and that's how it should be every week.
Neiman says a concern is a Gopher running game that's averaging more than 238 yards a game. Junior running back Muhammad Ibrahim rushed for 224 yards in the Gophers' win at Illinois, and Iowa junior defensive tackle Davion Nixon is very aware.
He's definitely a power back. He's very fast, very physical. He's a very violent back. We like to use that term. Very loosely with guys that, they're not afraid to lower their shoulders and run people over and, get the first down if they need it. So he's not that big of a back, but he's very powerful and very fast.
Well, junior safety Jack Kerner says Floyd of Rosedale has been visible in the football complex this week.
Everybody knows
what this week means. Everybody understands what Floyd means. And so when we do have a trophy in our building, we display it in the weight room as a kind of reminder that we're not going out to defend the trophy. We're going to earn it. And so that's definitely the point for this week. And I think everybody understands that.
And we'll have that game for you Friday night here on the radio. It's actually a late afternoon pregame start time. The pregame underway at 4 o'clock, kickoff just after 6 o'clock up in Minnesota. And we'll have that for you Friday. Tonight, Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz at 6:30. You can hear more from the coach. University of Iowa football student-athlete Deron McKinney has entered the NCAA transfer portal with the intention to transfer. That announcement made Tuesday by Coach Ferentz. McKinney is a defensive back from River Rouge, Michigan. The redshirt freshman has seen action on special teams in Iowa's three games, but has no statistics. Well, number one Alabama and at LSU and number five Texas A&M at Tennessee won't be played Saturday because of COVID-19 issues, raising the number of Southeastern Conference football games postponed this week to three. The Aggies and the Wolves and the Volunteers will be rescheduled for December 12th, but the Crimson Tides game against the defending national champion Tigers is in danger of not being played at all. Both teams are coming off their open dates, and LSU already has a game against number 6 Florida scheduled for December 12th that had to be postponed last month. In the American Athletic Conference, Memphis at Navy was postponed as the midshipmen struggled with COVID-19 cases for the second straight week. Number 24 Auburn has paused their team activities after 9 players and 3 staff members tested positive for COVID-19. The Tigers game at Mississippi State, scheduled for Saturday, had already been postponed because of an outbreak with the Bulldogs. Auburn coach Gus Malzahn said Tuesday his administration had already been discussing whether the Tigers would have enough scholarship players for the game. Auburn also has a handful of close contact cases, having to quarantine in addition to positive tests. Malzahn didn't give a specific number or which positions had been hit the hardest. Auburn, coming off an open date, is scheduled to host Tennessee on November 21st. There's at least a chance the Tigers wouldn't have been able to play Saturday anyway, as the SEC requires at least 53 scholarship players to be able to play. Kansas State has had a coronavirus outbreak among its younger players. It's left the Wildcats without a scout team in practice this week. Coach Chris Kleiman says outbreak has sidelined upwards of 20 guys. He says the Wildcats won't practice for as long as they normally do because of the lack of numbers. He called the outbreak a good reminder that it only takes one positive test to cause problems. K-State, which has lost 2 in a row, has this weekend off before they face Iowa State next. The Pittsburgh Steelers have placed 4 more players on the COVID-19 list, including quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. That move comes a day after tight end Vance McDonald went on the list after testing positive following a 24-19 win at Dallas to push the Steelers to 8-0. That reserve COVID-19 list is either for players who have tested positive or have been in close contact with someone else who has. And in women's college basketball news, South Carolina is ranked number 1 in the preseason AP Top 25 list, with Stanford, UConn, Baylor, and Louisville the top 5. Mississippi State, Arizona, North Carolina State, UCLA, and Oregon are the top 10. Iowa State is in the poll. They start at number 15 to begin the season. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.